This is Chris Malik, host of the WDW Review podcast and owner at Saratoga Springs. You're listening to the My DVC Points podcast.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 112 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVCResaleMarket.com. They are the world's leader in DVC resales. If you're looking to buy or you're looking to sell, you can trust them to handle the deal with excellence. Every single member of their sales team is a former DVC direct guide, and what that means is you can get that Disney level of experience without having to pay that Disney price tag. DVCResaleMarket.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. I want to welcome you to a brand new series that we're kicking off. A little bit of background on this series is when I first started this podcast 2+ years ago and new people would come back in, we used to be able to tell them, just go binge our content. You can listen to enough member interviews and enough stories and resort reviews. You'll get it from doing that. And that worked until I got to a couple hundred episodes deep between the live shows and the podcast. And that's when we said, okay, I'm just going to have to fall on the sword here and create a little mini series that we can present to people as a playlist to come back in and learn about DVC if you're researching this or if you're getting ready to add on another contract. Because most of these principles are still true if you've got add-on-itis and you're adding another contract. That being said and done, I've recruited some members from previous episodes and people that are really active on Facebook and helping members buy into DVC. So I would like to welcome back to the podcast, all the way back from episode 2, Valerie. How you doing today, Valerie?
Hey, Chad. Happy to be back.
We're glad to have you. Give everybody a quick recap of your DVC membership story. Where do you own? How long have you been a member?
Mm-hmm. Became a member with original buyer at Animal Kingdom in 2007. Then add-on-itis kicked in as soon as Grand Floridian opened. So purchased there and then a resale at Boardwalk a few years ago.
Awesome. So you've been both sides and you've got some time underneath your belt here as well.
Yes.
And now I want to welcome back to the show as well, Mr. Brad Coates from the DVC Roundtable over at Resort Loop. Brad, you were on episode 48 with us, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Chad. Glad to be a part.
Brad, can you give us a little bit of your rundown here?
My first contract was with Saratoga in 2004, and then I believe it was 4 years later, I did an add-on with Animal Kingdom after staying there and falling in love with it. So I now have those two contracts.
Awesome. Love me some Animal Kingdom.
Yep.
And now I want to welcome our producer back to the show. Sandy, you've been on multiple shows, but we haven't recorded your member story yet. So could you give us a brief introduction to your member story?
Our family bought into DVC back in 2016 with a poly contract. And we found ourselves vacationing consistently every year at Vero Beach. So in 2018, we added on a Vero Beach contract.
Awesome. And if you want to hear more of these speakers, I'll have a link in the show notes back to a functionality on my page that'll show you every episode they've been in, both live shows and podcasts. So you can just check the show notes for that if you want to hear more from our honored guest. First off, we want to come back in and cover what is My DVC Points. And Sandy, I'll let you go ahead and kick this one off.
My DVC Points is an awesome member community built by members for members. So between our Facebook pages and the podcast and the live cast and the news show, we've got tons and tons of content to help out our members in making their decisions if they have Adonitis, if they're feeling like they want to buy a new contract, if they're new members, and basically to help each other out when we're trying to make those important decisions about our vacationing.
Yeah, that's just it. The backstory of MyDVC Points goes, when I was first researching, Facebook was incredibly helpful for us. But what was even more helpful than that was a lady named Sue who had been a DVC member since Beach Club went on sale. We're talking early 2000s here. She had almost 20 years experience, and we had this one-on-one mentorship. And Sue walked Laura and I through this whole process. And I looked at what was going on at Facebook, and I said, you know what? We need some other social media avenues that also hit this same little target area. And that's how MyDVC Points was founded. And it's really about members helping members. My name is Chad. I'm the host of all of this stuff and kind of the curator of magical stories. But my goal is not to be a social media influencer. My goal is to be a servant that helps create content that helps you guys make informed and educated decisions about what's best for your family. That's why you'll start to see, if you look back at our content now, I've probably had close to 200 members where we've got them a microphone and worked throughout all the technical details of taking average everyday people and helping them share their stories and create content for you, the listener. I think a really key point here is, and Jim Mason pointed this out as well, he goes, what's critical to this and what's unique about our platform is it's members mentoring members through this process. And so whether you consume this content in your commute, on a treadmill, or you come back in and join our awesome Facebook community, it's just called MyDVC Points Community, and post questions there. We're a bunch of helpful people that love helping each other out. That being said and done, let's jump into the fundamental question here. What is Disney Vacation Club?
First and foremost, it's a real estate timeshare. So you have to go into that knowing that key fact and understanding what a timeshare is and what ownership of a timeshare entails.
That's a really great point. I look at this as more of it's like a prepaid vacation that's wrapped up in the complexity of a real estate transaction, which means there's a deed and a mortgage if you finance it. But really, at the end of this deed, you give the thing back to Disney, okay? So when you hear deed expiration, you're going to buy this timeshare. It's good for 50 years if you buy a new one direct at the time it first goes on sale. But at the end of that 50 years, we give that timeshare back to Disney. So that's why I look at it like it's a partially prepaid vacation, where we're prepaying for the points, but we still have these annual dues to deal with every single year, and the dues go up.
Yeah, I was going to say, that you made the exact point when you said points. That's what is a little bit different about DVC. They use a flexible point system, which is more known now. It's more common. I'm not sure, but I think they may be the first ones that really started using a point system rather than the old timeshare where you bought a certain week every year and you locked into that. So this creates a more go anywhere, anytime feel. It gives you a lot of flexibility. And of course, it's all based on availability. It still has to be available the week you want to go. It can't be full. Your room.
I was about ready to say, Brad, that's like my number one beef with the DVC marketing there is the go anywhere, anytime you want. No, there's a big disclaimer there.
Yeah.
Like, subject to availability.
Okay? Unless you're sleeping with the Joneses, yeah. It's not going to work.
This is a time share. You and a million other members are sharing these resorts, okay?
And a timeshare at Disney, too, which really ups its game.
Yeah, because It's you're talking about the number one vacation destination on the planet.
Right.
Walt Disney World in Orlando, Central Florida, number one. And you're talking about not just a timeshare in Orlando, because there's 50 million of them, but there's only a handful that are owned by Disney on site there. The other thing I'll point out here is we're going to have an episode coming up specifically on setting expectations for availability. And a friend of mine, Pete Shidley, has a site called dvchelp.com. Pete's unique gift to the DVC community is he started to map out availability at the 7-month mark so that we can come back in and set expectations for, if you want to buy a contract at Saratoga and sneak into Beach Club, here's your likelihood to based on previous year's availability at this particular time frame. We'll have a whole episode on that.
That's brilliant. That'll be very helpful.
It's incredibly helpful.
It really, truly is, because that's something that it takes time as a member to get the feel for. And I think helping people that are researching understand that might help them make some more informed and educated decisions.
Yeah.
So that's why we're bringing it up and why we're going to dedicate a whole episode to that. Now, this is a really great question as well. So who do you think DVC is good for? Who's the ideal candidate to be buying a DVC contract?
So of course, it's going to be people who know that they definitely would like to or want to vacation at Disney or a DVC resort either every year or every other year.
I was going to say that it's also for those who maybe want to upgrade their previous stays and start staying at more deluxe accommodations and enjoy that type of trip over staying at the moderates or at the value resorts.
That's a good point. How many times did we look at Disney back before we were DVC and went, well, that'd be nice to stay there, but I'll be over at All Stars, because that's what my wallet's saying.
And that's exactly how I signed up. My family and I were staying at Caribbean Beach and back in 2007, and someone from DVC was at one of their stands. There was a cast member and he said, hey, why don't you take a tour? And as soon as we saw what else was out there, it was a no-brainer. We're like, yes, sign me up right now.
Same story for us at Pop.
Yeah, I had to look at it for 15 years. I'm the oddball here. I'm the guy who sat on the fence for 15 years before
I
ended up—
Well, you actually researched it.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, the thing I couldn't get over was that 50-year hand back the resort, because I started comparing it to Marriott or Hilton or any of these other timeshares that have a perpetual contract. And I'm going, you pay more for Disney, and at the end of 50 years, you hand it back. And I had to have a method of coping with that. Okay.
That was one of our selling features. We actually enjoyed that fact that we wouldn't have to leave the kids dealing with that later on in life.
What you're going to come back in when you start having member conversations is potato, potato, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We all see things differently. And by having these conversations and getting into what we value and why, through this content series, will help you make an informed and educated decision based on what resonates with your values. So we've got people that are great candidates for DVC. You know you want to come to Disney at least every other year at a minimum. I'm not a big fan of the every third year. I'll get into that in another series when we cover banking and borrowing. And then those who want to stay in deluxe accommodations on property at Disney. If you're a value person, we'll get into that in the financial ROI of it. I tend to think you can probably do better off getting their deals and staying in a value, but you're not going to come as often and you're not going to be part of the club. But that'll be a whole nother conversation coming down. Now, we've got years experience here, guys. Who do we see buying DVC that should avoid this contract like the plague? Okay, because I mean, we've seen these posts for years in Facebook. So who do you think should not buy a contract?
Well, I think it's just like with, if anybody's ever experienced buying timeshares, the same rule applied then, but it definitely applies here because of what you just said, the price. You can't be a casual Disney fan. You can't think, I think I'd like to go. No, you need to get your true value out of it. You've got to be the kind of person that wants to come back to Disney. That if you went to Disney every year, you would be fine with that. You don't have to, but you just can't be a casual fan. Because it's all about Disney. It's literally all about Disney.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that also, it's not for people who specifically want a special week. Christmas, Easter, spring break, for example. Unless you buy, there are a few resorts, and I'm sure we'll get into this in a future episode, where they do allow for a fixed week. I know Grand Floridian is one of them. But yeah, if you're really insistent that you can only go between Christmas and New Year's every year, not for you.
Yeah, those are some pretty difficult weeks to book unless you do that fixed week contract. And I know Grand Flow sells them. Copper Creek, Alani has availability for fixed week contracts and pretty much everything going forward. Occasionally we see them pop up on the resale market, but they're pretty rare. And we'll dedicate a whole episode to buying direct and looking at those fixed weeks, because they're a pretty unique deal and they got a little bit more interesting recently because they used to not allow incentives on them and now they do. So if that's your jam, we'll help you figure that out later in a future episode. The other thing I can think of is people who want a timeshare, but they're not going to go to Disney all the time, because the absolute best use of points here is going to Disney. So if you're looking at this saying, oh, but I can go to RCI, you may not want to do that. Okay. If you're looking at this saying, oh, I want to go on a Disney cruise and I want to use points for this, we'll cover that in best use of points later on. You may want to reconsider that upon further research. Really, the best value is you want to stay in a deluxe accommodation at Disney property that's owned by the timeshare. Okay, so you want to use your Grand Flow points at Grand Flow or at Aulani or any of the other deluxe resorts.
And that's not to say that the Disney product isn't varied enough to allow for certain interests. For example, our family loves all of the beach resorts. So we've been to a couple of them multiple times. You can vary your vacation needs within DVC as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got the three beach resorts, but they're what, 3 out of 15 resorts? So you pretty much need to be committed to Walt Disney World for the vast majority of it, unless you're buying it just to use at the Disney beach resorts, which gives you the same Disney level service and experience, just without a theme park attached. You're going to be using what we call Mother Nature's theme parks, which is the beaches, the oceans, and all of the natural beauty that's out there.
Exactly.
That's all a part of that flexibility we were talking about, and we'll talk about more in future episodes. But yep, there is some flexibility there to do some other things, but focus is Disney World.
Yep, for the majority part of it. And so what else is coming up in the series, guys? What else do we have in store?
So one of my favorite topics is picking home resorts, which is huge because this, once you've decided that you're going to buy in and become a DVC member, you need to pick your home resort. So there's a lot of information out there. And at the end of the day, each resort is so unique and has so many differences between one resort versus another that, and of course, it's an investment. So you want to make sure you're picking the right resort for the right reasons.
Yeah. And we'll dedicate a whole episode to that one as well. Following up on that conversation, we're going to come in and discuss the pros and cons of it. We're going to do like a meta-analysis of that episode where we come back in and we say, hey, what type of buyer are you? Are you somebody who values deed expirations? Are you somebody who values cost per point? Are you somebody who values the long-term cost of ownership? Are you an economic buyer? Or are you somebody who wants to buy where you love and it's an emotional decision? One of the key things that really turned a light bulb on for me, and I'm an automotive guy from the Detroit area, when I was talking with Nick Cotton about buying Beach Club, and he goes, Chad, Beach Club is the sexy sports car. It's not really practical, but oh my God, that pool and that walk to Epcot, this thing is the sports car of DVC. And I looked at it and I went, ooh, I never really saw myself as a sports car owner, but I own Beach Club. We'll help people through that conversation.
One of the topics coming up that I'm going to really enjoy is what makes DVC unique in timeshares. Chad, you got me beat. I didn't sit on it for 15 years, okay? But I sat on it for a while. I owned two other timeshares before. And of course, every time you get sucked into a timeshare presentation, they convince you that this one's different, this one's better, this one you'll get your money's worth out of. And so when my wife pulled me in at a Disneyland trip, we've never been to Disney World, to look at timeshares for Disney World, I was not sold. But what made DVC unique didn't just change me then, but what's changed my life since. Can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be an awesome episode.
We're also doing the episode on direct versus resale, which, aside, in my opinion, from picking your home resort, is the next huge decision to make, because there's so many perks and benefits on either side that you need to weigh out and the pros and the cons. So it'll be nice to have an in-depth discussion on those two options and which will best suit the buyer's needs.
What just amazes me is how many people buy into DVC never knowing that resale is a valid option for them. I just get like mind blown on that when I hear about it.
We didn't even know it existed when we bought in. So there you go.
Yep. It happens. Okay. And every time I hear that, I'm like, man, I got to do a better job marketing the show. Okay. Because we do want people to make informed and educated decisions about what's best for their family. I don't care which side of this debate you come down on. Just make an informed and educated decision and we'll be friends. If not, then you might have something called regret later and I will remorse with you with that. But I'm going to do my best to try to come in here and help people understand their options. So that being said and done, we'll do an episode on tips for purchasing direct. And here's my best tip. I'll just throw it out there as a teaser for the episode. I always tell people, wait till the very last 2 to 3 days when incentives are out there. So DVC will put out some incentives to come back in, and they're little discounts. If you buy by September 16th, we'll give you X thousand off. I tell people wait till September 15th to buy a day or so before so that you can lock in that price, but you also have 10 days to rescind that contract and back out of it. And so if better incentives drop, you can just easily cancel the first contract and pick up the better incentives. And believe it or not, I've helped members save thousands of dollars by doing that. They'll do a post that says, hey, I just bought Riviera yesterday. And I'll be looking at this and I'm going, how many points did you buy? You need to call your guide so that you can come back in and rescind that contract and have them issue a brand new one. And it'll put $3,000 more into your pocket because the incentives just got a little bit better. And that's a pro tip. And
that's a great something. Tip.
Yeah. Yeah. We help people save thousands on this. We help people save thousands in financing and refinancing as well. It's what we do, okay? But we'll also come back in and dedicate an episode to walking you through purchasing resale, setting expectations there, what all the differences are, and we'll get into the mechanics of that process because it's a little bit longer process. Honestly, it's quite a bit longer process because when you buy direct, they'll have you booking points within a day. You buy resale, it's going to take 90 days, 120 days or more at various stages before you can actually log in and book a vacation. Okay. So there is a little bit of a time frame there.
Now, one of the other topics we're going to be discussing is the things you absolutely must know before buying. So everybody always has questions. Even to this day, I still have questions about how I should bank and borrow my points. And then what do you pick for your use year when purchasing a contract, when adding on to a contract? We talk about making and canceling reservations. We also talk about how many points do you think you'll need going forward? Your current vacation needs might be a certain amount, but are you forecasting towards the future and what your vacation needs will change to? And then also setting the expectations, as mentioned before, with availabilities. Are you going to be able to necessarily book that resort for that Easter or that Christmas break at the 7 month mark, at the 11 month mark? So it's all things that you need to take into consideration when you're looking at buying any type of contract through DVC.
So saying that's powerful because just like Valerie was saying, when we, those that are early people that got on board back in the early 2000s, we didn't have anywhere to find this out. So we had to learn it the hard way. And there was many hard lessons to be learned in those first few years. And we just had to figure it out. And Chad, we're so proud of you and this site. And this creates an ability for people to know before they make the decision and be able, when they make the decision, to get started early using the full power of their DVC contract. And so that's going to be a good one for everybody to have.
Yeah, I kind of almost look at what we do is we're the Amazon reviews, okay? Now, yeah. We're a little biased because we all love the product. So I'm going to fall straight onto that sword as well, is we are biased in the fact that we love the product, but we also want to come back in and serve everybody else and help them understand it before they buy or once they've bought to help them understand what they have bought so that they can maximize the value for their family.
And we'll be honest.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. DVC does not sponsor our show in the least. And we are sponsored by a resale company, in full disclosure, a rental company, a finance company, because those are all people that are trying to come out here and go, hey, look, we think we have a better way of doing this and hear our story. And 100% full disclosure, as long as you make an informed and educated decision about what's best for your family, I'm going to tell you the great things about our sponsors, which would be DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, and Monera Financial. But at the end of the day, I'm going to trust that you're going to make the decision for yourself. I'm just here to tell you what your options are and get you pointed in the right direction with some good quality known people. And then we also come back in and share feedback from members about how awesome they are. So you don't have to just take my word on it as well. I think that's some pretty good explanations for what we're up to in this series. And I want to thank Valerie, Brad, and Sandy for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Well, that puts another episode in the books. I'd like to thank our sponsors, DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, Monera Financial, and Incredible Vacation Homes for sponsoring the MyDVC Points platform and allowing us to bring you this content. If you're looking for the rest of the episodes in this series, you can go over to mydvcpoints.com/112, which the slash is always the three-digit show number, to bring up the show notes for that show, or you could look for the show notes on this episode within your podcast player. Also, just so you know, the rest of the episodes in this series have not been recorded. So if there's some content that you would like to have included in this podcast series, be sure to reach out to us at mydvcpoints.com and use the contact me form or post in the Facebook group called My DVC Points Community. We'd love to come back in and include your ideas or even possibly have you join us on one of these episodes if you think you've got something to add to the conversation. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with our next episode on picking your home resort. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you found something in today's show that'll help you go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.